speech contest. In the dining room, Marcus is sitting at a table, staring at his lunch.
Grandpa walks into the dining room and frowns.
What's wrong, Marcus? Why are you not eating?
I don't have much appetite,
says Marcus.
Why not? Aren't you hungry?
Grandpa asks. Marcus shakes his head and sighs.
I'm too worried to feel hungry.
Marcus tells Grandpa why he is worried. Marcus is chosen by his class to attend a speech contest next week. He has never given a speech in public before. He is afraid to fail.
Don't worry so much. We will practice together.
Grandpa wants to cheer Marcus up.
Be prepared, and then leave the rest to luck,
says Grandpa. Grandpa and Marcus are deciding on a topic.
What should I talk about?
Asks Marcus.
Something that makes you happy and excited,
replies Grandpa.
That's easy. Being with Mom makes me happy. I always feel excited when going out with Mom,
cries Marcus.
Marcus's mother is a pilot. She flies from one city to another every day. Marcus only sees her once a week. When Mom is home, they will cook and play games together. Mom is like a magician. She can make toy cars from matchboxes, build a doll's house with old cardboard, and prepare a big dinner in no time. With Mom, Marcus never feels bored.
Take a deep breath and hold your head high,
Grandpa instructs.
You should look as confident as a lion.
So Marcus takes a deep breath with his head held high.
Look at your audience. Which is me?
Grandpa stops him again. Marcus looks at Grandpa.
There you go,
nods Grandpa.
Now, speak up. You have a wonderful voice.
They practice and practice until late at night. The night before the contest, Marcus lies in his bed.
Hold your head high. Look at your audience. Smile. Speak up. Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
He repeats to himself and then falls asleep.
Marcus stands on the stage. Everyone is looking at him.
Honorable judges,
Marcus murmurs.
Speak up! We can't hear you!
Someone shouts.
Honorable judges and my dear classmates,
Marcus stammers. People are laughing at him. Marcus turns pale. He wants to speak, but there is no voice coming out. Marcus opens his eyes.
What's the matter, Mark?
Marcus's dad runs to his bedroom.
I had a nightmare about the speech contest,
Marcus sobs.
It was just a dream, buddy.
Dad holds Marcus tightly.
You know dreams are not real.
I guess so.
Marcus nods.
Now, go back to sleep, and everything will be fine tomorrow.
Dad tugs Marcus in and kisses him on the forehead. and Marcus falls asleep again.
On the day of the contest, Marcus is still a bit nervous.
Honorable judges and my dear classmates.
Marcus stammers. Soon, Marcus sees Mom, Dad, and Grandpa sitting in the audience. They give him a great smile. Suddenly, Marcus feels full of courage.
I'd like to talk about my mother today. She is a pilot.
Marcus speaks confidently. When he finishes his speech, Marcus receives a round of applause from the audience. Contest.
My sister is very excited about the speech contest next month.
Jimmy is not interested in any kinds of contests. Fail.
I cannot fail again this time, Mark yelled aloud.
Jack failed his father because he lied all the time.
Confident.
My mom is always confident in her cooking.
Ellen always encourages her little sister to be more confident in herself.
Audience.
The young audience loves the artist's new work very much.
His new album has a large audience.
Pale.
Her face was so pale because she didn't have breakfast.
That pale blue skirt suits you very well.
What's the topic of your speech?
It's about something I like to do. The people I adore.
I haven't decided yet. It's a surprise, so I can't tell you now. You look like you're losing your appetite. What's wrong?
I'm losing my appetite because of the presentation tomorrow. I failed my exam.
I feel sick. Nothing. I'm just tired. Can you tell me how to be more confident?
Just be yourself, that's all. All you need to do is know yourself better.
Being more positive is very important. Please try to do more things you are good at. What do you usually do with your mom on the weekend?
We usually bake together on the weekend.
She is good at fixing stuff, so I just watch and learn. We enjoy cooking on the weekend.
Going hiking with my mom is the best thing to do on the weekend.